Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hi, welcome to the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast, Teach Me Something Tuesday. This is Dr. Kaylee Brockway, and this is my very first Teach Me Something Tuesday. So I'm very excited to be able to do quite a few more of these with all of you. Today, I wanted to talk about long-term learning outcomes and assessing learning in the long term. This can be difficult. There are a lot of barriers to assessing our students at multiple points along their curriculum. Survey fatigue is real, and copy-paste invalidation errors are absolutely real, where the students copy an answer from prior surveys and they just paste it back into the next version of the survey. But if you can, assessing long-term learning outcomes of your specific learning experiences is critical. And I'll give you an example. I recently completed a really large project where I basically took the phrase, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And I got it to the point where it earned me a terminal academic degree. So in this project, I had 6 very specific simulated learning experiences that I used in my cardiovascular and pulmonary course. Now, most students don't come into this course having any previous experience in cardiopulmonary practice. Some of them may have done some tech work in acute care, but they haven't been inside the head of a physical therapist practicing in that setting. So they really don't know what they don't know until they know it, which is not in my course. And it's not after my course. It's not until they actually get out into the clinical environment and take what they've learned in my course and actively experiment with it out in the clinical setting. So this kind of is a vision of Cold's experiential learning cycle here. The students can't evaluate the teaching experience. They can't evaluate the learning experience until they've gone out into the clinical environment, actively experimented with how to use what they've learned. And then they can come back and actually give you feedback on how important those learning experiences were and why. And that wasn't just what I found to be true for students who went out into an acute care experience. There were plenty of students who went out into pain management clinics, outpatient neuro settings, and they came back telling me how much of their cardiovascular and pulmonary content they were able to apply in those settings. Now, I will be the first to admit that at the end of the term for cardiopulm, my course evals don't look very good. It's a very hard course, and the students don't have concepts with which to build on previous schemas. So a lot of it feels very foreign, no matter how much I try to tie it to previous content. But by the time they get to their board review class, all I'm hearing is how great they are at cardiopulmonary because they didn't realize how much they learned until they got out into the clinic and figured out how to use it. And they do pretty good on their board exams, too. So assessing long-term learning, even of your very specific learning experiences, can be extremely valuable, not just for you and your teaching outcomes, but also for your students so that they can continue to reflect back on what they learned and how they learned it, continue to remember those things, and continue to push their learning of those topics forward into subsequent learning experiences in the clinic and hopefully out into their clinical practice. Keep assessing your learning outcomes and keep assessing them in the long run. This has been the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast, Teach Me Something Tuesday with Dr. Kaylee Brockway. It was great to see all of you on this beautiful Tuesday. Signing off.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.